Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 16th, 2019. You know, I just thought about this. Next Tuesday will be my wife's birthday. Well, anyway. Today, I want to continue with the comfort theme. Yesterday, I was listening to a podcast titled Pastor's Talk. And the topic of the conversation was a book written by Matt McCullough. It's titled Remembering Death, The Surprising Path to Living Hope. Now, it's an interesting book title, interesting subject. And the book was, really it was talking about death and how that believers have hope as they are facing death because of their trust in Christ. They talked about a lot of different things about death, and I'm not really going to get into that. I'm going to mention a couple of those because we're still keeping the comfort theme. So this podcast is going to be on comfort, but they talked about how that we are sort of desensitized to death today, and they talked about how in the past that death was a part of life and how that families would watch their loved ones die in their home and how the children were isolated from death like many people want to isolate their children from death. It was something that they learned to deal with at an early age. And so death was really a part of life. And because of that, people had to deal with death. That might be one of the things that we do by desensitizing, but letting people spend their last days in an institution, is that we're not having to deal with death like they did in the past. And so they discussed how that because people spend their last days in an institution like a nursing home or an ICU hospital and all that, the hope that one has as they face death is not really experienced like it was in the past. And because of that, what happens is the comfort that one has when facing death, the hope that one has as facing death is not really experienced as much by people anymore. And of course, that discussion brought to my mind Luke 16:25. It actually brought to my mind, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And that, of course, is Luke 16:25. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." Of course, that's a passage. That passage of scripture is the story of the account of the rich man and Lazarus. And so we understand that that Lazarus is comforted in death. You know, maybe we don't think about this often, but there is a destination in death which should be despised. There is a destination which will not bring comfort. As that text says, that destination brings torment. It is a place without hope. And you and I know that the only way to avoid that destination is through Christ. So now let's think of the promise that is elaborated in our text. Lazarus finds comfort in death. As I was studying this passage, I wondered what Greek word would be translated comfort. As I was thinking, and we had discussed parakleo and how that when Jesus sends a comforter, that would be a parakleo. I was like, I know that won't be the word. I know it'll be some other Greek word that's translated comfort in this passage. But to my surprise, it is the word parakleo. Remember what the word parakleo means. It means to come alongside. Remember, it is the promise of the Holy Spirit that Jesus said, "I'll send to you another comforter." It's that the comforter will come alongside us. And if you remember that passage from the earlier podcast, we said, when he comes alongside us, he sends that comforter so that he may abide with us. So, man, that fits right here in the account of the rich man and Lazarus so perfectly. We won't be afraid as we come to the place of death because our Paracleto has come alongside us and is abiding with us. He is by our side. Like David said, we don't walk through the valley of the shadow of death alone. Thou art with me. You see, that's the reason we have a living hope as we face death, is because we know we're not going by ourselves, that the Comforter is with us. He's abiding with us, and He is comforting us. And really, when all of our earthly friends are no longer able to walk with us, they've gone as far as they can go, that Holy Spirit never leaves us. It was, they discussed in Pilgrim's Progress how that as Christian was coming close to the river and Hopeful was with him, Christian was getting worried and scared about crossing the river of death. And Hopeful said, look, the Shining Ones, I think, are coming for you. And they're coming for you. You see, as we go through that place of death, we're not going alone. Our Comforter will be with us. You know, that brought a song to my mind also. I was out yesterday pressure washing the house, and I thought of this song also. Not afraid to bid this world goodbye. Not afraid to close my eyes and die. For this courage, I have prayed in His arms. I'm not afraid. You know, I don't know if the writer of this song really had the thought of the third person of the Godhead being our Comforter as he wrote this song, but his wording fits perfectly. We truly are in His arms. He is with us, and He is going with us down those last few moments of life. Man, what a blessing, and that's the reason that we can be comforted, because we know that our Paracleto is abiding with us. So today, I know that in our day, no one really likes to think about death, but we can have a living hope as we face that time. We can have that hope because the Lord is with us. He has sent His Holy Spirit to come alongside and abide with us. And like Lazarus, we will be comforted in the life to come. So Lord, today as I come to You in prayer, I'm thankful that You have given us hope in the face of a very terrifying aspect of life. Lord, I'm thankful that You have taught us of Your Holy Spirit. I'm thankful that I know that I can have hope during this time because I know Your Holy Spirit will be with me. Lord, I pray that others will be comforted by this truth also. Lord, help us to share the hope that only You can give. Help us to comfort others with the comfort with which we have been comforted. Help us to share Your comfort with others. Just thank You. Thank You for this truth. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.